A lot of times in a conversation or a situation, something quite notably racist gets said to us NRIs. The funny part of it is that no one even knows that that was actually racist. This is what I call as everyday racism. Racist behavior that was not intended to be so, and it might not be meant to hurt you. But positive or neutral intentions don't really make it any less offensive. And while obvious life-threatening racism is becoming less and less prevalent, everyday racism is still a thing, and that's the topic of my podcast today. My name is Isha, and this podcast is called Culture Chaos. Having spent all of my life as a proud Mumbai girl, my mind sort of went for a toss when I moved abroad. And since the past 7 years, I have been traveling from one country to another and have lost count of how many cities and houses I have moved. Culture chaos is what the state of my mind is. All my experiences of life away from home, trying to just make sense out of things. Immigration isn't rare anymore. It is almost a sort of a global revolution that's taking place in both developing and developed countries. So it's not really the case anymore that you find one or two immigrants in a room full of 100 people. Especially in North American countries, immigrants are noticeably almost 50% of the crowd. What's more, everyone is embracing immigrants all over the world. In some cases, it is because of the sheer talent pool that these people constitute. And in other cases, it's because the law requires a certain amount of diversity and equal rights for all. Long story short, immigration is not a novel concept anymore, and immigrants and expats aren't really aliens anymore. So when I talk about racism, I'm not talking about it as in the times of colonization where the segregation and the unjust acts were so in your face. Yes, we all get the same jobs, and yes, we all earn competitive salaries. Yes, we all get to buy houses in the same communities, travel in the same transportation, and live very similar lives. So there's nothing that is so obviously unjust. We've all heard about colonial era science in India, which blocked the entry of Indians into certain clubs. We've all heard of Gandhi Bapu being asked to deboard a train because of his skin color. We have heard all those stories, and because none of us immigrants experience things to that extent anymore, we know that that harshness is not a reality anymore. So on the surface of it, people have accepted and embraced immigration, but is it really that straightforward? To me, I feel that the subtle and passive signs of it still exist. Whether it's stereotyping certain communities for their food habits or certain behaviors like their spending, or it is making assumptions about a group without ever having interacted with them. So everyday racism, as the term suggests, can happen anytime, anywhere. It is what happens when you're on the bus. It is what might come up in a conversation with people who don't share the same origins or the same skin color as you. It is what could come up at any moment when you are least expecting it. I know that I have spent almost half a decade in the West before I understood that a lot of things which I was commonly hearing from people were actually quite offensive. Maybe it has a lot to do with the fact that first impressions take seconds to form. It's just a matter of time before someone opens their mouth. The accent with which they speak their first word is going to decide how that person gets to be treated for the rest of the conversation. Whether this is someone you're interviewing for a job or it's your Uber driver. It is jumping to these instant and completely baseless conclusions about people is what everyday racism is. I have faced this firsthand where I have been questioned about whether my skin color was the reason I was privileged enough to find a job, or whether me being from a third world country had anything to do with me getting to graduate from one of the best colleges in the world. Every time I faced a question like that, I was equally hurt and offended. But that's when I realized that immigrants still continue having to prove themselves at every point. Not only do we have to continue fighting to get the opportunities, but we will have to continue justifying why we got the opportunities we got, and we will have to continue justifying our success. There are so many stereotypes that have been created, and this subtle form of everyday racism actually works as a slow poison, and it somewhere leads to a lot of immigrants starting to question their culture and even sometimes their own race. If we first generation immigrants and expats hold on to our pride and sentiments despite of the stereotypes, our children often fall victims to it. One common thing I hear children of immigrant parents share is the embarrassment that they feel when some of their friends come over. Ask a Korean or a Desi child, and they will often talk about the comments they hear about their houses smelling like kimchi or curry. I don't think these subtle hints are going to stop, and I don't see racism coming to an end. But I think that we will evolve beyond taking these things personally someday. To end this episode, I want to share this little statement I saw being shared on social media. It said, "If you ever get a chance to treat them how they treated you, I hope you walk away." I'm not sure if I want to walk away or fight back, but as of now, I'm trying to find a balance over fulfilling both of these urges. With that comes an end to my today's episode. Stay tuned for my upcoming episodes every week, where I share my stories about searching for comfort and navigating life away from home. This podcast is available on iTunes, Google Play, Saavn, Spotify, or your preferred podcast app. You can find more content for Culture Chaos on Twitter and Facebook. I would love to hear back from all of you, so feel free to write to me on my email. You can also leave your feedback in the form of a review on iTunes. Thank you for listening. This is Isha, and you're listening to Culture Chaos.